From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. DAX here September 3rd. 5 that moved the crypto tape overnight. Here's the first. Let's get into it. First, from CryptoBriefing. BlackRock clients scoop up 1,495 Bitcoin for $115 million through IBIT. 1,495 Bitcoin were purchased for $115 million through BlackRock's IBIT, which is catching some attention. This move indicates a significant concentration of capital, and while it might seem like a strong signal for the market, it also raises flags about potential vulnerabilities. If there are any disruptions in this setup, it could shake the stability of Bitcoin ETFs. It's worth keeping an eye on how this plays out, especially with the broader market context. The flow of capital like this can influence sentiment, but it also underscores the risks tied to heavy positions in a single product. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Bitcoin, link in show notes. Next, second, from Cointelegraph. Hyperscale Data ends Michigan Bitcoin mining as holdings fall 79%. Hyperscale Data has cut its Bitcoin holdings by 79%, now sitting at just 215 Bitcoin, as it pivots to focus on an AI data center in Michigan. The company has halted all Bitcoin mining operations there, planning to sell off the mining equipment to fund this shift. They secured a 10-year contract for 20 megawatts of computing capacity, potentially generating over $1.2 billion if all options are exercised. This transition has hit their stock hard, with shares dropping to a record low of $0.1984 after a recent reverse split. The move away from Bitcoin comes as they've sold off significant portions of their holdings to support the AI project, including a recent sale of 65 Bitcoin for $5.1 million. So, while Hyperscale is making a strategic shift, it's clear they're feeling the pressure. Dot for listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Bitcoin, link in show notes. Up next, third, from Be In Crypto. Hyperliquid's hype joins Hashdex crypto ETF as fifth largest holding. Interestingly, Bitcoin's share dropped from 78% to 74.6%, while Solana's increased slightly. Hype recent rise is fueled by a new buyback program, pushing its price up to around $81.76. which is a solid 5.74% increase in just 24 hours. Institutional interest in crypto ETFs remains strong, with notable inflows for both Bitcoin and Solana. As for future rebalances, it'll be interesting to see if HYPE position continues to grow. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports HYPE, link in show notes. And then, fourth, from Be In Crypto. Binance Alpha debut lifts Ponz to a fresh all-time high. Binance Wallet said on September 2 that Ponz and another meme coin, Flork, were added to Binance Alpha. Ponz trades on Alpha 1.0 only, through market and limit orders. The double-digit advance stands against a weaker backdrop. The total crypto market capitalization dropped over 2% to $2.26 trillion. Bitcoin and Ethereum both traded lower. Flork drew speculative money as well. According to Woo Blockchain, the meme coin climbed about 293% and added more than 80% after entering Binance Alpha. Its market value briefly reached roughly $17.5 million. Next, fifth, from Crypto Slate, how stablecoins are quietly becoming the Fed's debt buyer of last resort. Circle President Heath Tarbert told Congress on Sept. 2 that placing digital dollar infrastructure under U.S. rules could reinforce the network effects that support the currency's global role. The testimony framed stablecoin and digital asset legislation as a tool of dollar statecraft. U.S. rules can strengthen private dollar token rails, while official reserve share remains a separate contest. Sixth, from Crypto's late Coinbase co-founder joins rush for Venezuelan oil assets under new US-backed framework. Coinbase co-founder Fred Asim's separate Venezuela investment firm, Primavera, is reportedly pursuing three oil assets as the country reallocates energy projects under a US-backed RRA structuring. Regulated stablecoins can spread private use of dollar-denominated tokens, change how issuers hold reserves, and add demand for short-term treasuries. Up next, Reuters reported on Sept. 2 that Primavera was among companies expected to sign Venezuelan energy agreements as soon as that day. Bloomberg reported on Sept. 1 that ASM was seeking control of at least three fields operated by Alvarado Heavy Industries in the Boca, Gecko, and Guerra blocks at the Orinoco Belt. And then, 7th, from CryptoBriefing, PancakeSwap lists Chain tokenized stock DollarShanks for trading. The listing of DollarShanks on PancakeSwap highlights the growing trend of tokenized equities, expanding market access but raising investor risk. The post PancakeSwap lists Chain tokenized stock DollarShanks for trading appeared first on CryptoBriefing. Next, 8th, from CryptoPotato, 35 more Bitcoin. Smarter Web expands its growing Bitcoin treasury. The Smarter Web company has bought an additional 35 Bitcoin as part of its 10-year plan, which includes an ongoing policy of acquiring bitcoins for its treasury. The company spent around £2 million, which is worth approximately $2.7 million on the latest purchase. With this, the Smarter Web company's total Bitcoin stash has increased to 2,747 units. Its net average purchase price is £82,562 per Bitcoin. The UK-based platform, which specializes in web design, development, and online marketing services, has made gross Bitcoin purchases worth £235.5 million and gross sales worth £8.7 million. Up next, 9th, From Crypto Potato, Cardano Fern Tap Tools scraps revival NFT sale after community backlash. Tap Tools has abandoned a community NFT sale intended to help bring its Cardano analytics platform back online after users reacted angrily to its return, with every participant refunded in full. The backlash quickly reached Charles Hoskinson, who responded by sharing a South Park parody of BP's repeated "We're sorry" apology. Tap Tools shut down in June after 4 years of operating in the Cardano ecosystem. In its announcement then, the team said two co-founders, including its CTO and COO, had left earlier in the year, while its replacement CTO later decided to leave as well. And then, 10th, from Crypto Potato, Doge, SHIB, Pepe, or something else, which meme coin can make history in September? Three AIs weigh in. The meme coin sector was at the forefront of gains during the last bull cycle, but over the past several months, interest in such tokens has fallen sharply. We asked three of the most popular AI-powered chatbots to assess whether any of the leading ones or perhaps some overlooked names have a realistic chance of staging a revival and turning into sensations this month. Here's what they said. According to ChatGPT, Dogecoin remains the safest bet for September because of its size, liquidity, and recognition in the crypto community. On the markets, Kalshi traders have been actively repricing the story in the last day. That's the tape. Stay on chain, stay skeptical. Back tomorrow. If this save event, the lead is Ruya at Zoivo.com.